In the black and white film shot at Omaha's KMTV studios in 1962, it looks like a combination of a telethon and election night.
Thank you very much, the John Veith Trio.
Nightclub acts took their turn between doctors in white coats and local politicians in dark suits.
My pleasure now to introduce Jim Dwight, the mayor of the city of Omaha. Mayor?
Thank you, Tom.
The goal was ambitious. This was a telethon, not to raise money, but to vaccinate the entire city.
We hope to see 500,000 people go through these clinics between now and 7 o'clock this evening.
The enemy was poliomyelitis, the scourge of the first half of the 20th century.
Not many years ago, we as Americans had no defense against this dreaded disease of poliomyelitis.
Polio is a virus that attacks the nervous system and, at its worst, paralyzes arms, legs, even the respiratory system.
Polio is a terrible thing.
Dr. P.J. Connor led Omaha's St. Joseph Hospital, now Creighton Medical Center, in the 1960s.
My brother had it. I knew a lot of people died of it. And we had all kinds of people in iron lungs down at St. Joe's Hospital.
An iron lung encased the entire body, mechanically controlling a child's breathing. Dr. Tom Safranek has been Nebraska's chief epidemiologist.
And in some cases, it led to death. It's just heart-wrenching to go back and look at the pictures of young kids under a year or two of age on iron lungs, young kids walking around with leg braces.
Which is what made conquering polio one of the world's highest public health priorities. An injected vaccine developed by Jonas Salk in the mid-50s was effective. As the 1960s arrived, there was an alternative, an oral vaccine, developed by Dr. Albert Sabin. It was administered as a drink or with a dose delivered on a sugar cube.
Number one, you know, there's vaccine hesitancy with injections, and a lot of these injections are being given to kids. And so the sugar cube or the Kool-Aid, mixing the vaccine up there, actually, it was somewhat of a popular approach to a kid getting a vaccine.
Can we show one that we can or not? One of you girls, can you hold one of those up here? Doctor, can you talk about it a little bit?
Such an easy delivery system prompted communities across America to take on Sabin Oral Sundays, showy events to get everyone in town on board with polio protection. The Omaha event included sending a squad of nurses to the Omaha Dodgers baseball game to get the entire team vaccinated.
This is about an ounce of material, water with the vaccine in it.
They tell me that it's almost tasteless, a little bit like sugar water, and it's not adversely tasting at all.
Tastes great.
David Bristow wrote about the event for Nebraska History Magazine.
If you remember the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethons, it kind of had that sort of feel. They had tote boards with numbers. They were trying to get people excited.
Let me encourage you again to use this phone number. The number is 348-0450. And you may call this number right now. In a few moments, we'll be checking in with the doctors to start answering some of your questions.
The Douglas County Board of Health pulled together Omaha's leading citizens to make it happen, and KMTV dedicated a full day to the broadcast.
Looking at the film coverage, everyone seemed to be in a pretty good mood.
Price of the vaccine is 25 cents, but no one will be turned away because of lack of funds. You want to give more than 25 cents, we'd be happy to receive that too. It'll take care of some of the other expenses.
They felt like this is a great opportunity to be rid of something that has harmed a lot of people and frightened many others. It did strike me as watching kind of like this massive community celebration in a way.
As the day wore on, the turnout was massive.
That particular location is getting the heaviest play at the moment of any of the 60 clinics that are operating.
Long lines all over Omaha and Council Bluffs.
Dr. Millett, do you have a late report?
202,000 was the two-hour report.
202,000, and your goal is, what, a half million?
Half a million,
that's what we're shooting at.
I think the fact that there were limited channels of information at that time, I mean, they got nearly 85% of Omaha's population on that first day to turn out for this event. And it's hard to imagine that happening today.
Within weeks, almost 1 million Nebraskans had participated. There was an important wrinkle. Public health officials reported 11 suspected cases of polio may have been tied to Sabin's vaccine use of a mild live virus. The Salk vaccine method, using a killed virus, became the preferred prevention strategy. Dr. Safranek.
We're doing a good job with polio in Nebraska. I mean, I don't recall a single case of polio since I started here in 1990.
In fact, the United States has been polio-free since 1979. At the KMTV studios, where the David Husky Polka Band kept the audience entertained between updates on the vaccination totals, the Sabin Sunday Telethon remained a source of pride for years. It certainly provides a contrast to the challenge of dealing with a public health emergency 3 decades later. For NET News, I'm Bill Kelly.